This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. basketball lost a legend, Kobe Bryant, who retired from the L.A. Lakers in 2016. VOA's Marissa Melton explains.
U.S. basketball legend Kobe Bryant died Sunday in a helicopter crash along with eight other people, including his 13-year-old daughter. He was 41 years old. The private helicopter went down in the hills outside Los Angeles. There's no word yet on the cause of the crash. Bryant is known as one of the sport's all-time greats. He became the National Basketball Association's youngest All-Star in 1998 at age 19. He won Olympic gold medals in 2008 and 2012. He spent most of his 20-year career playing for the L.A. Lakers. Bryant was also a writer and producer. His 2017 poem, Dear Basketball, in which he bade farewell to the L.A. Lakers, was turned into a short animated film that won an Oscar in 2018. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Senate impeachment trial of U.S. President Trump took a full day break Sunday as his legal team prepared to make a detailed defense and senators debate a major procedural issue. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with those details.
The big question, whether to introduce more documentary evidence and witnesses, such as acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney and former National Security Advisor John Bolton. Senator James Langford, an Oklahoma Republican, tells ABC's This Week he's not convinced.
It looks like they're asking the Senate to go be special counsel, go search, go seek out. That's not really the task of the Senate.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer tells reporters,
an uphill fight, yes. Would I say it's likely to happen? No. Would I say there's no chance it will happen? No.
Senators will get another chance to vote after a 16-hour question and answer session, which will follow the defense presentation. Ben Thomas, Washington.
And this is VOA News. The coronavirus in China is being watched with a wary eye around the globe. The death toll is now 56 in China alone. Meanwhile, the U.S. consulate in Wuhan, the city of the epicenter, announced it will evacuate its personnel and some private citizens aboard a charter flight. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
The ability of a new coronavirus to spread is getting stronger, China's National Health Commission said on Sunday, as authorities in the country and around the world scramble to prevent a pandemic. More than 2,000 people have been infected globally, and dozens in China have been killed by the disease. A handful of cases have been reported outside China, including in Thailand, Australia, the United States, and France. China says knowledge of the virus is limited and that containment efforts, which have thus far included curbing transportation and travel, and the cancellation of big events would be intensified. The virus is believed to have originated late last year in a seafood market in the central Chinese city of Wuhan that was illegally selling wildlife.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron reporting. Working against the clock, Turkish rescue teams continued to pull more survivors from collapsed buildings Sunday, days after a powerful magnitude 6.8 earthquake hit the country's east. AP's Charles de la Desma.
Turkey's health ministry says rescue workers are continuing to search for dozens of people buried under the rubble of collapsed buildings in central Turkey, warning that the death toll is likely to rise. The quake hit Friday evening at a depth of around 4 miles. Monitoring centers gave magnitudes ranging from 6.5 to 6.8. At least five buildings were reported to have been destroyed, while hundreds of other structures damaged and made unsafe. Rescue workers are working round the clock with over 1,000 personnel involved. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The World Health Food Program reports it's scaling up its emergency food operation in Syria's Idlib province. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
Humanitarian officials say conditions for some 3 million civilians in Idlib have become intolerable since Syria and its Russian allies launched a major offensive in mid-December to seize this last rebel stronghold. Since then, the United Nations reports more than 300,000 people, 80% of them women and children, have fled their homes in a desperate bid to protect themselves from heavy bombing and shelling. The United Nations reports more than 8 years of brutal civil conflict has pushed millions of Syrians into hunger and poverty. It reports the war has displaced more than 6 million people within the country and created a food crisis for more than 7 million who suffer from chronic food shortages. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.